Highway Radio Pictures presents A Few Seconds of Cinema with Las Vegas movie critic Josh Bell.
Let's talk about comedy The King of Staten Island, now available for video on demand rental.
Don't worry, Mom. I know your daughter got smart and went to college and abandoned us. But I'm still here. I'm gonna be here forever.
Yeah.
Like he did for Amy Schumer in Trainwreck, here director Judd Apatow works with comedian and Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson to tell a story inspired by Davidson's own personal life. Like most of Apatow's films, The King of Staten Island is too long and kind of aimless, telling the story of 24-year-old Staten Island slacker Scott, who still lives at home with his mother, played by Marissa Tomei. Scott spends his time smoking pot with his burnout friends and half-heartedly pursuing his dream of becoming a tattoo artist. His journey from entitled yet troubled man-child to slightly more mature yet still troubled adult is entirely predictable, and the Shapeless movie takes 136 minutes to give its main character the smallest bit of emotional growth. The movie really depends on how charming you find Pete Davidson, who is earnest and vulnerable here, but not really very funny. There are some sweet moments, especially from Belle Powley as Scott's love interest, but the overall movie is a bit meandering and inconsistent. I give The King of Staten Island 2.5 bells out of 5. Check out more of my reviews at joshbellhateseverything.com, on Twitter at Signalbleed, and on Facebook at Josh Bell Hates Everything.